welcome to Astrology Today, your regular look at the planetary movements and how astrology may affect and hopefully improve your life. Hi there, I'm Norma Lachance. I'm your host. I'm a life coach, a mathemagician, and an inspired astrologer. And you've joined me for the weekend perspective, including planetary ingresses and the daily transits. Now let's have a look up in the sky. Welcome to the podcast and welcome to Friday, March 15th, 2024. Unbelievably, yes, halfway through March already. It feels like it's moving really quickly. Of course, we're going to talk about all the themes for the weekend. And I just wanted to point out that the March mailbag is open. It's been open, obviously, for 2 weeks. And looking forward to diving into those questions. So please send those my way. You can always get a hold of me easily through my email. That's astrologydiva, that's D-V-A. @gmail.com. And if you are going to send a question to the mailbag, and of course it can be anything, you know, something specific about your chart, Saturn return, we had one about that in February, solar return, you know, progressed planets, I could pick a number, there's a billion topics you could pick from, or something in general, some concept that I'm talking about on the podcast that you want more details, then certainly send that to me. And I would just ask that you put in the subject line March mailbag so I know what it's all about. Okay, let's get to those themes for the weekend. Starting off with the moon, as we do, the moon currently in Gemini, just kind of newly arrived there. So Gemini, here it is, mutable air. So really perhaps flexible in your responses, very multifaceted. Think of plates in the air as you're emotionally responding to things. It's also, very strong rationality. So rational emotions and just generally common sense. What makes sense here to respond? Then by Sunday, the moon moves into Cancer, which is where it's at in dignity, which just means it's acting very strongly, very naturally, and so maybe a bit more protective. Cancer, of course, that's the crab, so it's got that hard shell, and you're just feeling comfortable about, gathering perhaps your groups of people together. Cancers like to take care of people, and so that's where that protective nature comes from. Let's have a look at the aspect patterns that are, aspects and aspect patterns that are important for the weekend. First of all, starting off, the first thing to look at is on Sunday, we have an exact conjunction between the Sun and Neptune. Now, remind yourself, a conjunction is when planets are within eight degrees of each other. So it's been about a week that they've been in orb, what we call, or, sphere of influence, really. So once it's within 8 degrees, we can say that they're in conjunction, but the exact conjunction, meaning when they're at exactly the same spot, happens on Sunday. So this has been, building for about a week. So what are we talking about here? Well, what are the two planets here? One is the Sun, which represents, our identity, the things that we're striving towards in our life, your purpose, your life path, and Neptune is all about, the sort of the unconscious, what happens kind of underneath, subconscious, basically. But it also has to do with, it rules the ocean. It's very flowy, very, it can tend to blur things. So it might be around blurry identity or blurry goals. A dissolving ego is a lot how people would describe, Sun conjunct Neptune. And so, you need to be kind of on the lookout for that, that perhaps things have been less clear lately. But it also could also represent your imagination. This is a great time to maybe tap into those dreams. What have you been dreaming about? What are your visions for your life, for your life path? This could be really coming to a head on Sunday. Then on Monday, we have a mini grand trine, which is exactly what it sounds like. It's a little skinnier triangle and with an apex planet of Jupiter. And Jupiter then is sextile with two other planets that are part of the triangle, the moon trined Saturn. So when you have a trine, that tends to be quote unquote, an easier aspect. It just means that you perhaps have easier access to the combination of those energies. And so on one hand, we have the moon, which is around our emotions, our feelings, and then Saturn, which tends to put limits on it. So that just speaks to, you know, emotional limits or boundaries. The sextile aspect, which kind of brings the whole triangle together, is a very productive aspect. It's kind of a combo of easy and hard aspects. So it's you can get things done. Tangible or productive results is what I, you know, my tagline there. So that apex planet of Jupiter is around growth and expansion. Some would call it luck and potential. And so, you know, when we bring that all together as a theme, you know, on Monday, again, it's just for the day because the moon will move on quickly. Productive results in your growth or expansion, which relies on maybe some easy aspect to setting emotional limits or boundaries. That's your podcast for Friday. I certainly hope you got something out of it. Remember, you can always reach out for comments or questions about the podcast to my email. That's astrologydiva, that's D-V-A, @gmail.com. I'll be back next week on Tuesday to look at the week, and then, of course, next Friday to look at the weekend perspective. I hope you have a fantastic day, and I look forward to speaking to you again very soon.